luck out there.
Thank you.
To you all. You might need it. Today's flight takes you to the planet Corellia. You will be intercepting a first order train shipment of coaxial. Gunners, you clear the path. Pilots, line up behind the train. And engineers, you harpoon that precious cargo. And as we always say here at Onaka Transport Solutions, get out of here and go make Hondo some money.
WDW Memories Podcast. Memory 297, reliving a Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run ride. Put those headphones on now for the best experience as we enjoy another of my Walt Disney World memories. You will be transported to the parks through the use of immersive binaural audio, and be there with us as we try our best to help the resistance and maybe make Hondo a bit of money in the process. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support. Now sit back. Relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Before we jump into the memory, I want to say thank you to those new recurring supporters. I am so grateful to all of you. If you'd like to try it out, even for free for just a bit, Apple Podcasts and now Patreon can do free limited trials. So swing by my support page and check it out. Also, we're still holding steady at 190 reviews on Apple Podcasts. I would love to hit 200 reviews. So if you haven't done so yet, stop by and leave a quick, you know, 5-star review. I read each one, and I love to hear what the show means to you. For both of these gifts you all give me, I sincerely thank you. Now, let's switch to reliving our memory for the day. As we get into today's memory, you'll need to imagine it's a warm Monday in December of 2021. The sun has now set on the park, the lights are up, and the temperature has begun to drop. It's been a great day at Disney's Hollywood Studios, filled with so many new experiences. And next up for us is another new attraction in the parks that I've been looking forward to riding. If you remember in Memory 296, my family had just finished finally getting to ride the new family-friendly coaster, Slinky Dog Dash. While we were waiting in the line, we placed a mobile order for Andy's Lunchbox just around the corner, and the timing worked out almost perfectly for us to grab our food as we exited the ride. Our memory will pick up just as we finished eating and are headed back into Batuu at night to finally catch a ride on Millennium Falcon. The Millennium Falcon is absolutely gorgeous as she's lit up with the spires rising above her, but we only pause for a moment as we get straight into the non-existent line and walk all the way in to where we hear from Hondo about our mission. That animatronic is so amazing and lifelike. But we're quickly ushered onto the next holding queue area as we await our turn to pilot the ship. The time passes pretty quickly as we hear the fun ambient sounds of the ship that make you feel like you're in an airport hangar. Finally, we'll take our seats. Tracy and Susie are the pilots, so they're in the front. Mikey and I are the gunners, we're in the middle. And we got paired with a couple of other folks that are our engineers behind us. And then we are off. try not to judge us. We didn't do, too well. And as we exit the cockpit, we can see how much the ship bore the brunt of our failed work. But I'm sure Hondo's guys will have it back in working order the next time you go down. As I said earlier, today's memory is in binaural once again, so for the best experience, I would recommend putting on your favorite headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, join me as we attempt to guide the Millennium Falcon on a mission that will help our Resistance friends.
Mikey. Got it, Sus. We're actually on the right end of this.
What?
We're in the right end of it.
Das ist noch mal das Blatt für sein, ja.
Hold up. Smuggler's Run. Actually too small for a person to be in. Not quite tall enough.
Chips or whatever,
Everybody wants to be the pilot.
All right, we're gonna be a flight crew of six. Head on in for me.
Head on in. Pretty cool, huh? Actually, sit on this side.
Come closer, come closer. A brand new flight crew. Good luck to you all. You might need it. Today's flight takes you to the planet Corellia. You will be intercepting a First Order train shipment of coaxial. Gunners, you clear the path. Pilots, line up behind the train. And engineers, you harpooned that precious cargo. And as we always say here at Onaka Transport Solutions, get out of here and go make Hondo some money.
Right this way. Store any cargo on the floor by your feet, please, and fasten your safety restraints. Thank you.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Time is money.
Pilots, please pull those yellow tabs. Gunners, please pull those tabs for me.
Mikey.
Engineers, please pull those tabs.
That's your gun.
What?
That's your gun.
Flight engineer, repair engine.
Hit your flashing button.
Good job, engineer. Right, pilot. Push the flashing button to take off. Pilot on the left, move your stick to fly right and left. I was just about to say that. Pilot on the right, pull back on the stick to fly up and push forward to fly down. Oh, watch it. Now the stick will be the end. Weapons are online. Left pilot, get the booster. Now let's go get that coaxial. Right pilot, make the jump to light speed.
Come on!
Damaging the Falcon is... Oh, that is rough. Wait, my friends. I'm afraid we have picked up a hitchhiker. All right, scan the exterior of the Falcon for life forms. You see, this happens sometimes when you...
That was rough, but we made it back.
On the way.
Go ahead, Elbuckle. Grab all your earwigs back here.
We're done. Hop out. Guys. It's like flashing. Yeah, you were.
Oh my word. I was doing all the wrong things.
It's like sparking and sputtering, guys. What did you do?
Huh?
It's like on flight. Millennium Falcon's not doing too good, guys. It's all your fault.
What?
We got pretty banged up. Yep, that's pretty much what I did.
I was like, whoa, just shoot at anything and everything.
Whenever the green thing lit up, I pushed the button. Exactly. And I just held it down.
How many did you shoot down?
What's that?
How many did you shoot down?
I don't know.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they are released. Also, if you want to find more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my wdw-memories.net website. In addition to links to subscribe, you'll find things like show notes with pictures of this memory. You'll also find links to watch this on YouTube or view photos on Google and Instagram and connect with me on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. If you like what you've heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. Every donation gets put back into the podcast, and you'll help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, the easiest thing you can do is to help me spread the word about the show. If you like what you've heard, a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen will help others like you who might be looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home find our show. Or if you could tell a friend or share that you've been listening, share a link to the show on social media. Maybe that virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this memory, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple of weeks or sooner for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.